ZLKKA3JCA.
Okay, good afternoon. I just got back in the truck. How are you, Richard?
Just fine. Sally's out on lunch break, and she asked me if I had heard from Shane this morning. I said, no, I haven't heard, but I said I'll give him a call.
Hey, buddy.
Sally, enjoy your lunch. I'm glad you're able to take a break.
Yeah, see, they give her, I guess, an hour every day. It's anywhere from 12 to 1, 12:15 to 1:15, something like that, but not a bad job. 8 to 5 and 2 15-minute breaks, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, and then an hour for lunch. So it works out pretty good, KA3JCA Freddy.
I'm actually headed to lunch now, too. I'm getting hungry. I haven't been on the radio in the morning. My daughter and our son and daughter-in-law have been staying over the last several days, which is fine. We're happy for them to do that. The little granddaughter's there, but they're sleeping back in the room where all my radio equipment is. So I had my HT out, and I could hear you guys, but I was trying to keep the noise down. Didn't want to talk on the radio this morning, and I think the battery was going low on it. But I'm still around. I'm still here.
I think I remember you saying that the last time we talked that you had family over. So does the grandchild or granddaughter come in here and wake Grandpa up in the morning?
She's not walking yet. She's very close to it. But she sleeps, apparently she sleeps in pretty late. So I don't see her when I get up in the morning, or I haven't seen her when I get up in the morning.
I give her a couple of months there, and she'll be calling out to come see you.
Shouldn't still be here in a couple of months. I mean, it's fine, I guess. They've got their own place. They're living in the basement of a couple's house, and it's just crowded, and it was rainy, and it's dark down there, and they just needed a break from it, which is fine. They'll be moving in November when their lease is up. They'll be moving to a different apartment complex, and then we probably won't see them at all. At least for, you know, a while. We'll see them, but not as much. So I don't mind at all.
I know what you mean. We have Ashley, and she's 27, and she's got her master's degree, and she's working. But she still wants to live at home. She doesn't want to venture out yet, or she's not into drugs, alcohol, or boys yet. So that's cool, too. So what can I say? You always want them to leave home, but when you have such a good kid like that, you don't want them to leave.
It's good for them, though. They need their independence, and I don't think we were necessarily meant to live together the rest of our lives. I know things happen, and it's a help for some people, but I don't know if it's always meant to be that way, at least not under the same roof like that.
You know, I think she stays because she knows that, you know, Sally does a lot for me and so forth like that. And, you know, we keep telling her that, you know, if she wants to go or do something, she's more than welcome. We're not kicking her out, but, that you know, there's the door. If you want to leave, you just tell us.
A good heart, one to help take care of her dad, so I know Sally appreciates the help as well. That's a good thing. That's a good thing, because some kids can't wait to leave, and then you never hear from them again. So, fortunately, I don't have that issue. But I have siblings that are, we kind of did that. I mean, there was a reason, but they kind of all just went their separate ways, and I don't see much of them.
Younger brothers. I'm the oldest, and I used to, when I was in Delaware, I used to drive up and see Mom and Dad, like, every weekend, and unless I had something, conflict with the base, or I was doing something, but I pretty much saw them. And when I went home, I actually stayed home to visit Mom and Dad, mainly because I really didn't grow up in that area, so I didn't know a lot of people. But when my brothers came home, it was like in the door, hi, Mom, hi, Dad, and then they would go visit their friends and not come home until 1 or 2 o'clock at night. not realizing that Mom and Dad went to bed, but they stayed up waiting until you safely got home.
That happens. We worked really hard to be friends with our kids. Not when they were young, we were their parents, but to be friends, to make it where we would be friends, and we've been very blessed. We've been very fortunate that it's worked out that way, and all the kids like each other and like their spouses. They hang out a lot. Sometimes they hang out without us, which is fine too. So we're more than happy for that. And for ZLK.
So when you're on the road there, you get to try a lot of new places that are out and about.
I kind of have our few that we go back and forth to because there's not a lot of places to park. So I work 4 days generally, and I've got one place I could probably eat there every day of the week and I don't get tired of it, but they have enough variety. And I've got, you know, one place I like this sandwich, another place has good pizza, another place has wings, you know, that kind of deal. So kind of alternate the same one through the week.
Because I'll have to get with you and try that place out. Then a couple of places I go, they had good wings, and they're still good, but all of a sudden, since COVID, it's now the smaller wings, like the pigeon wings, instead of the real chicken wings.
Yeah, it still does a good job, and it's the wings and the pizza are at the same place. I messed up on that. There's a hamburger joint that we like too. The pizza and the hamburger joint, they're both out in Powdersville area. And then I like the clock here out here in Berea. They've got a good grilled chicken sandwich. Man, I'm making myself hungry just thinking about it. So, but yeah, I think I'm headed over to maybe get some pizza today.
Clock restaurant is any relation to the one that's, or you know, like part of the franchise, that there's a clock over here on Congaree Road that parallels 385. I'm trying to think of the cross street. It takes you over to Patewood and stuff like that. I think that's what it is, but it's right there on the corner of Halton Drive or something like that. I think that's what it is. I can't remember the name, but Sally used to eat at the clock a lot there, and then Ashley used to work at Skin's there in that plaza, and I like Skin's hot dogs.
The clocks are related. There was a bunch of them. They all had a little different. Some would say big clock. Some would spell it a little differently. I know this one in Berea and the one in Powdersville are owned by the same people, but I believe that's all for them.
Sally, about the one in Powdersville and Berea, let her try it out there. So, alrighty, sir. Well, Sally just went back to work, and I know you're on the way to get something to eat, sir. I will let you motor safely over there and be on the radio monitoring, KA3JCA.
Kylie and Ashley, have a good day. Thanks for giving me a call. And just been kind of driving around with the windows down today. It's so nice out, and it's a little bit harder to hear the radio. So I haven't been paying attention much, but I do appreciate the call. It's really good to hear you. And I'm sure I'll talk to you again, if not today, sometime tomorrow. KA3JCA, N4ZLK.
N4IQ.
N4IQ, N4ZLK.
Cool. I'll share the remark that you made about having the windows open. I got my windows open right now.
It's out here today. It's a little cloudy now over my way, but the humidity has been down, and it's just been, about 80 degrees? It's been beautiful.
Shades of fall, I guess.
Mid-60s when I walked out of the house this morning. It felt really nice.
Yeah, what time was that? Okay. Yeah. I took my dog Toby walking like usual this morning, and it was probably around 6:30, I guess, when I left. It was I had a long sleeve t-shirt on. It really felt good.
When my alarm went off, I noticed we've had a lot of cloudy days, so it was clear. Last time it was clear, I could, you know, see the sunrise come, you know, starting to show in the east, but it was still dark when my alarm went off this morning.
It's going to get darker. Yeah, I got up at 6, and then went downstairs, had a cup of coffee, and then that's when I took my dog out. But it was dark then, and when I got out on the road, I had my flashlight with me just in case. I didn't need it to see, really, but to keep cars from running into me.
Good idea, just in case. My dog let me sleep in. A lot of times I don't even make it to my alarm. She wakes me up anywhere from a little after 5 on to 6. I have the alarm set for 6, knowing that if I should get up by then, but I'm usually up earlier than that just because she's ready to go, but she slept in this morning.
That's a none but cool weather. probably in another, probably a month, 3 weeks or a month. I won't be getting up so early because I'll be able to walk my dog later on in the day.
Summer humidity and summer heat, even in the morning, it can be, it can be pretty heavy trying to take a walk like that.
Is it, I know it when it's hot like this. So, but I enjoy the mornings. I've really gotten where it's pretty much a habit. I just, 6 o'clock, I actually woke up at 5:45 this morning. And I said, well, maybe I'll just get another 15 minutes turned over. Then my phone went off. 6:05. But my dog was already up, actually. But he didn't mess with me. Well, did you get any time off this weekend?
Day anyway, so I just got paid for it this time. But I still enjoyed it. We had a good time. The family, the boys came over.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you enjoyed it. I've heard you talk about your boys. I think a lot of your family's nearby. I think you said, was it a daughter just got married? Somebody in your family.
My daughter will be getting married in March, and she's the last one. The other three are married. I'm 2 boys and 2 girls.
Was it? She's going to get married. Okay. I remember you talking about it. I just overheard that conversation casually. So, well. Sound like you had a pretty good sized family. I know the family I grew up in, we had 4 boys. And, you know, I'm glad my parents had all those kids. For one thing, I'm alive, and the other one is, it's just, we had a really good family. You know, I always appreciated having my brothers.
Brothers and a sister, and we are various stages of closeness. So, but when we were young, there was always somebody to hang out with, so that was good.
Had breakfast with my brother Phil, AC4Q. I said breakfast, lunch, sorry. Had lunch and a couple other ham guys. That was nice, and I was over at his house yesterday. We installed 2 of his verticals. He did really most of the work, had them all ready to go. He had moved them from his location in Pageland, so he had them all assembled, ready to go. We just got them up in vertical position, got them going. That was fun yesterday. Yeah, I tell you what, yesterday it was another nice day, but it was humid. But today, I was really surprised. I was not expecting the humidity to be so low.
Especially for as cloudy as it looks. I think we're supposed to get a little bit more rain too, but now, did your brother Phil, I knew he had moved away. Is he back in the area now, or is this the same place?
So he was in Pageland, and then, I don't know, almost 2 months ago now. I guess 2 months, he moved back. So he's just north of Spartanburg and Cowpens. That's his mailing address. But you might as well always say it's in Spartanburg. But he's kind of out in the country, you know, small subdivision. So he's back here where I can be in his house about a good day, maybe 45 minutes instead of 2.5 to 3 hours.
Well, maybe we'll hear him on the radio again then. I'm not sure how close he is to hitting this repeater if he's getting back on. But did you have lunch with Kim today? Was he there? W4OSS?
On Thursday lunch. And also W4RCW. Carl was there. Then Phil and myself. Phil doesn't have anything in his car. And it's actually his wife's car, and I don't think there's going to be a radio in there. But he does have 2 meter radio in his station at his house, but he hasn't put up an outside antenna yet. So he has a problem getting on 6-1 yet. He's going to have to put something outside where he can get into it.
First used to hear you guys, I would kind of get you confused a little bit. I think one was the other. I know you don't think you sound like him, but on the radio, when you don't know him very well, sometimes I get you confused.
Yeah, I know. But I guess that's okay. I'm glad to have him back in the area. I know his wife is glad to be back, but well, I won't go into that. I won't say anything. But anyway, I'm glad to have him back. And, yesterday we got those antennas up. The problem is he ran short of coax, so that was one purpose of getting together was to get him some more coax. So he may already have it all gone by now. He left lunch about before I did. And before IQ.
Okay, well, just a point of curiosity, one of my daughters is married, the one that's married is married to a twin, and we really like them both. We first met them, they were, I couldn't tell them apart, and now I look at them and think, how in the world could I not tell the difference? They're actually mirror twins, one's left-handed, one's right-handed, one has a blood clotting issue, and the other one, his blood doesn't clot easy enough or quick enough, so they kind of have to watch that. Not a bad blood clotting issue, it's just different. It's opposite from the other one, so it's interesting how that works.
Oh, yeah. Well, both Phil and I have double crowns in the back. We both have the same blood type. When we first got contact lenses, hard lenses, we got fitted by the same doctor at the same time, and he couldn't believe it because the dimensions, measurements, everything arrives were identical. As identical as people can be, twins normally have the same interests and stuff, but even if you're identical, you know, still have different personalities.
I'm just going to say this one thing and then I'll leave it there. I'm just glad my daughter married the one that she did. Anyway, we really love him. We like the other one too. He's a good guy. But Phil, I'm going to, not Phil, Bill, sorry. I'm going to go in here and eat lunch. I'm here and I'm hungry. So I appreciate the call. Hope you have a good day and we'll look forward to hearing from you again. N4IQ, N4ZLK.
Yeah, have a nice day. Enjoy the weather. Keep those doors open. And, you can tell the difference when you're around twins. They are different. 73, N4IQ, Claire, standing by.
Stitches in the dirty side down, KB2HXF.
Oh, hello, Dave. N4ZLK.
Yeah, I'm just finishing up a job over here. I heard you in there. I just wanted to put my 2 cents in, like normal.
A little more, because I'm going to eat, and I need a little help paying for it.
restaurant on Poinsett. Now, heck, my wife and I ate lunch there yesterday for $20. I had a cheeseburger. She had chicken livers. We were good.
Can I get for 2 cents?
Oh, I can loan you more than that, geez. But, you know, my interest compounds daily. I learned that up in New York.
I'm hungry. N4, is that okay?
See you, Shane. KB2HXS, listing for a distance.
KB4HSX, I think. I believe you said your name is Dave. But where'd you go have the, what'd you say you had, chicken livers?
It's KB2HXS, name is Dave. We went to the Clock Restaurant on Poinsett in Greer. I guess it's on the south end there, we're close to the Andes and the banks.
I'm familiar with that area, but I am familiar with the Clocks. There's one here in Simpsonville. They have pretty good food. I never had chicken livers. My wife and I both love chicken livers, so I have to go in there.
Don't quote me on that. I know she got the livers. I don't know if they're chicken livers, deep-fried chicken livers, or they're, I don't know which. That's probably what they were. They were pretty good, too. But anyway, I got to get out here. I got to finish getting cleaned up. I got to get this thing running and get out of here.
Okay. Well, I know you're busy. Century NYQ. Standing by.
KB2HXS, have a good day.